Sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lols.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
Yes, Timothy James Henson, back here with you for the Wednesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great program, lots to talk about. First things first, got an email from DV listener Miriam with a link to a very strange website. I thought I've seen it all. But let me direct your attention to whitepowermilk.com. Yes, racist milk. I guess there's, you know, your run-of-the-mill white milk. Anybody can drink that shit. Blacks, Hispanics, Asian, race mixers. Ah, you all thought white milk was pure. No, how wrong you were. How little you know about the movement. The white power milk movement. All right, let me just read you the introduction here. Many are drawn to white power milk for the comforting certainty that our milk is the purest available, but it's something more elusive and difficult to put into words that keeps our customers coming back for more. We create a select beverage that is not only more healthy for your body, but it's culturally superior. Sure, the milk available at your local grocery store meets USDA government standards for quality, but these standards are set to a mere minimum of purity. You deserve the best. Now, you may be asking, what makes white power milk different than regular milk? Well, white power milk is gargled by white chicks. Yes, they gargle milk, spit it into a container, and then send it off to you for $100+. You can even pick the girl that you want to swish the milk around in her mouth. There's even profiles of the girls. Go on their website. You can pick which girl you want. There's Cassidy and Ellie and Georgie and Nora and Sarah. I gotta say, Cassidy looks the most Aryan to me, so we're gonna pick her. Now, you can get this delivered to New York City for $100 or outside of New York City for $200. And I thought, now a lot of these, like, joke fake websites will let you add the item to the cart, but then won't let you check out. This one will. It sends you right to PayPal to collect their monies. So I picked Cassidy here. Now there's two options. You can either select the half ounce or 2 ounce. That's all the milk you get? If you pick the 2 ounces, she will gargle it for 15 seconds. A half ounce of milk, she will only swish it around for 10 seconds. And out of the New York City area, it's going to cost $200 for a half ounce or $225 for 2 ounces. Well, that's a better deal. They even outlined the gargling purification process. Our secret ingredient is love. No. Our secret ingredient is in the process through which rich, beautiful white girls gargle your milk to absolute perfection. There's a picture of a girl gargling milk. It's her touch that sets us far above the rest. The rest? Is this a competitive market or something? Never heard of this before. Our diverse selection includes West Coast, the South, New England, New York, and London. Each of the carefully selected girls offer subtle differences of background, yet what they share is most important. All are waiting to clean your milk with their mouths. That's our promise to you. So there you go. I will put a link. These pictures are ridiculous. I'm working on a new website, by the way. DistortedView.com is getting an overhaul, so if that's working today, I will definitely post a picture. But if you want to check it out right now, go to whitepowermilk.com. All right, moving on now. I've got some audio to share with you. Haley's Comet sent me some really disturbing video. This is a children's Christian television program, and it's really quite inappropriate, creepy. I don't know.
It was April 13th, 1960, in a small town in northwestern Ohio. I remember that day well. A rough crowd of motorcyclists headed down the highway. I didn't realize that tragedy lay waiting for me just a few miles from my home. A car pulled out to pass a semi-truck. He didn't see me on my motorcycle coming from the other direction and hit me head on. I was thrown into a field with half of my body almost torn away. I was unconscious and dying, but worse
body, you know, torn in half.
All I was without God.
Unconscious.
The sirens were screaming, the red lights flashing. They scraped me up and rushed me to the hospital to perform a very serious amputation. The largest piece of bone in my leg was only 2 or 3 inches long. My left arm and leg had to be amputated to save my life. Something happened to me in that hospital room. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Well, at that point, you really don't have much of a choice. You know what I mean? Like, you're practically dead. You're missing limbs. Your leg is 2 inches long or something. What else are you going to do? Yeah, I'd be praying to God, too, at that point.
The Spirit of the Lord tapped on my heart's door. I turned my life over to God. He gave me new hope and determination. And now he's enlisted me to hook boys and girls and to win them.
Yes.
Because I'm the world's only Christian pirate, Captain Hook.
And he does have a hook. Now, it's not just the introduction that's disturbing. Here's a clip from the show.
Fish Hook, we're ready to begin this very serious operation. This is called an autopsy. Have you ever seen an autopsy?
No.
Buddy is the only word to describe. I watched a real autopsy one time. I'd like for you to help me in this very serious operation.
Now, all right. He said he watched an autopsy one time, and now he's ready to try it himself.
To ask that nobody move around. No, keep it real low. No whispering or talking. You could disturb us, and we'd cut off the wrong thing. Fishhook, if you'd help me hold up this...
Also, is an autopsy really that delicate? I mean, the person's already dead, right? If you slip up, who cares?
That's gross, isn't it? You ever seen anything look like that?
No, I haven't.
This is terrible. Hold it up. Look at that hand. Look at that hand. I'll hold the sheet. You hold the hand up. Oh, no. Look at that hand. Those hands have not been praising the Lord. Those hands have not been worshiping God. Those hands have not been clapping in church service. But we need to praise the Lord. And the Bible tells us to praise the Lord. I'll tell you what, let's move up to the head area. I'm going to hold the sheet. Hey, could you remove that eye? You got your saw? Cut that eye out. I'd like to take a look at the eye because our eyes are very, very important.
Cut the eyes out.
Okay, there.
Again, this is a children's television show.
Is that eye swollen?
Looks like it.
That eye is in bad condition. Now, the Bible tells us that if our eyes see something, it's like the window to our soul. And you need to be very careful what you look at and what you see.
Put him
up like a ripe watermelon.
Is he saying about what you hear?
Right down the middle. Just open him
might
up.
Be in trouble.
Oh, gross. He's got some bad.
All right, you get the idea. He's pulling out fake eyeballs, fake limbs, and shit. It's very inappropriate for children. I like it, though. Thank you very much, Haley's Comet, for that. A couple days ago, I discovered a website that I was appalled by. It's called the Furry News Network. It's pretty much what you'd imagine it to be. It's a website all about furries. furry news stories, that type of shit. They also apparently have a podcast, or they link to a podcast. Sideshow member Turlingdrome sent me a link to an episode which features real furry erotica. Yeah, a furry reading some homemade furry porn that he wrote. So let's take a listen to this episode of Unsheathed.
Hello, and welcome to Unsheathed with your host, Kyle Gold. And Cam Hirosaki. We hope that you enjoy the program. Please stick around afterwards.
I don't ever want to hear someone complain about my intro.
There'll be cake shit and blowjobs.
Hi, and welcome to Unsheathed Presents number 5. We have for your listening pleasure.
You don't know how much this is bugging me already. As a podcaster who takes his job very seriously, nothing irks me more than to listen to someone talking with gum in their mouth.
Hi, and welcome to Unsheathed Presents number 5. We have for your listening pleasure a story by K.M. Hirosaki, read by the author.
You can just tell it's in his mouth. Oh, it irks me so.
With additional voices by yours truly. As with all of the stories we present on our podcast, this story has a lot of adult material.
I don't care about this. Let's get right into the story. I want some nasty, furry, you know, raccoon fucking squirrel sex or something. Here we go, freaks.
Kane looked over at the clock for what felt like the 87th time in the last 5 minutes. 8:19. He'd called for his pizza at 7:37, which meant that the delivery boy was 12 minutes late. The coyote's stomach rumbled and his impatience grew.
Coyote.
It wasn't like he had any other places to go on a Tuesday night, but he still expected timely service. He tried to remember what Papa Angelo's company policy was when it came to deliveries being...
I mean, the pizza boy scenario, really? You're going there? It's so trite. Oh, it's been done a gazillion times. Who cares if it's furry? It's still the same premise.
The coyote's ears perked up when he heard the ding-dong of his doorbell.
Lazy.
And he had to resist the urge to yip as he sprung to his feet. Fucking finally. He double-timed it to the door, panting in anticipation as he shuffled his feet across the hardwood floor. The pain of waiting was all gone now, replaced with an almost giddy sense of preemptive satisfaction.
You're late,
Kane said at the same moment that he swung the door open. Standing there on his doorstep was the delivery boy, a shortish red fox who was still all smiles, despite the reprimand.
Good Christ, who cares about this? I just want to hear the sex.
Holding his legs stock still, Kane took his fingers and curled them around the fox's shaft.
Oh!
Pump yourself into my fist.
The coyote demanded, curling his claws around the fox's collarbone through the sleek fabric of the jacket. The fox drew in a breath, let it out, and then he started to follow with what Kane told him to do, pushing himself forward against the coyote's palm and fingers and sliding back again.
I understand furries aren't pedophiles, but when you're jerking off to this type of porn, you know, that involves coyotes and shit, it kind of is. I mean, you're imagining a furry animal cock and playing with it and shit.
That's when Kane took his hand and slid his fingers down around the fox's smooth knot, squeezing on it without letting up.
Knot.
Immediately, the fox started to whimper, his voice growing louder and more strained as Kane kept up the pressure, holding his grip to simulate the snugness of a tie so that the fox could just let his instincts take over.
I want to hear where they start fucking!
He was so lovely and vulnerable like that.
Ooh, lovely.
And Kane knew what he needed to have next.
Such a gay story. This is gayer than any gay porn. Furry gay porn.
But he put both hands on the fox's hips now, and put more force behind his movements,
making
sure that each time, the bulb of his knot worked towards stretching the fox a little bit more, so that he could push it in.
Bulb.
Oh, God, yeah. The fox muttered under his breath.
Oh, no.
So, Kane had the pretty little vulpine's full support then, did he? It sounded like as much of a vote of confidence as any, and now that the coyote was so close and so ready, he wasn't going to back down and disappoint anybody. Once, twice, three times more, Kane pumped under the fox's tail, and on that final push, the coyote's knot forced its way past the tight little opening of the fox's behind, sinking in with the full force of his weight before the larger Kane had swallowed back what would have been a howl. Again and again, Kane felt his shaft twitch and surge, emptying his seed into the willing little foxy's body, each spurt making him feel like $1 million as that warm, cozy sensation washed over his entire member.
I like it. I like it when the readers act out, you know, the
both fox
dialogue.
And coyote took nearly a full minute in catching their breath. Kane looked up and squinted over at the clock. 8:26. Damn. Felt like it had been a lot longer. Jeez, Kane, the fox murmured. You didn't have to tie with me, you know. Kane chuckled.
Aw, come on. You were begging me for it, Dev.
He patted the fox on the rump with one hand. I have to get back to work, Dev yipped back. You owe me dinner tomorrow night now.
Can't I just owe you another fuck?
Kane teased, kissing the fox on the cheek. Dev chuckled and reached back to playfully push the coyote's snout away.
Stop.
Nice try. I'm gonna lose out on tips now that I'm gonna be stuck to your dick for the next 15 minutes. You owe me dinner. The coyote leaned his head up.
What a way of saying getting fucked. I'm stuck to your dick.
So that he could nibble on the tips of Deb's ears, making the fox giggle and squirm in protest.
You owe me dinner too, what with your being late and all.
Hey, unlike some people, I'm actually working tonight, Dev replied.
Oh my gosh.
In my real orders, which take precedence, we're on the other side of town. Dev was always so cute when he was playing petulant.
Pizza's still...
Is that it for the sex? Because quite frankly, I'm bored.
Can't I just owe you another fuck?
All right. I'll take it. Let's just fast forward to the very end here.
Kane replied, snugging his arms down around his fox's chest, hugging him through that faggy little jacket of his. The coyote wouldn't put up with his brand of sass from anyone else.
Faggy jacket, sass, this is a very gay story.
Kane checked the clock again. 8:29. That pizza was probably getting kind of cold by now. He could always reheat it, though. More importantly, though, Dev was going to have to some explaining to do by the time he got himself back to the store.
Ugh.
Still, it was only a Tuesday, and the store couldn't be that busy. And besides, the fox had been asking for it.
That's how they end the story. They could have cut out the last 10 minutes of this shit. You know, goddamn coyote blows his wad in the fox's ass, and then, then they cuddle and eat pizza. The end. Better yet, the fox, who just got fucked hard, squats over the pizza and shits out all of the cum that was just fucked inside of him out onto the pizza, making it a cum pie, basically. A pepperoni and cum pizza pie. And then they eat it. And that's the end of the story. Oh, I could have done so much better with this. Fail. Furry fail. Alright, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow? What are you waiting for, freaks? Help support the program. Help ensure this stupidity continues on for a long, long time. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. We've done like 1,300 or 1,400, something like that. Plus, every week we do extended shows like the one I did yesterday, like 22 minutes of bonus content. Tomorrow's program will be Sideshow exclusive. I do video cats occasionally. It's a great time to sign up right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, we've got a story from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yes, Lakewood Ranch, Florida. Manatee County deputies have arrested a man for walking around naked and dancing. And I gotta tell you, I saw a picture of this guy, and he definitely looks like he would be good at dancing, if you know what I mean. According to the Manatee County... I'm saying he's a big fucking fruit. According to the Manatee County Sheriff's Office, 36-year-old Eric Eckhales or something was walking near Balmoral Woods Boulevard and Arnold Palmer Green in Lakewood Ranch Monday morning without any clothes on, listening to his iPod and dancing around. When he was asked why he was naked, he just said that he wanted to feel free. $10 says this is the song he was dancing to. I am what I am. I don't want praise. I don't want pity. I bang my own drum. Some think it's noise. I think it's pretty. And so what if I love each sparkle and each bangle? Why not try to see things from a different angle? Your life is a sham till you can shout out, I am what I am! Honey. I mean, he probably threw a few honeys in there as well, singing and dancing like that. All right. By the way, June is Gay Pride Month, and as a special treat to my Careless Fairy listeners, I will play the whole song of I Am What I Am at the end of the program today. You can include that in your pride mixes. If anyone is organizer of their local pride, gay pride parade, I would love it if you would play my version during the parade and then record it. I want to see how people love it. They eat that shit right up. All right. There's a couple Sugarfoots in there, by the way, in the extended mix that I'll play for you later on. All right, back to the story here. Sugarfoot. Love that guy. He's doing Sprint ads now. All right, back to the story here. Eric Eccles says people were driving by laughing and blowing their horns and that people were enjoying him being naked. On the way to the Manatee County Jail, Eccles told deputies that he didn't know he would be taken to jail for being naked, but it felt good to be free. The report says he was under the influence of alcohol, probably some drugs too, party drugs. He was arrested, charged with indecent exposure, and released on bond Friday. So there you go. That's what's happening in Florida. But, surprise, surprise, it's not the only thing happening in Florida. Yes, I've got another story here for you. This one from Spring Hills, Florida. It's a short one. Authorities say a man who claimed he was robbed and stabbed Tuesday made up the story and, in fact, stabbed himself to justify missing his court date and avoiding paying back child support.
TMB.
I want to go. I want to go.
TMB.
This is all me up in here. You handle that.
That is not fair. We don't know if he was black or not. Chances are he was. No, surprisingly, listen to this. Michael Cherubino. That does not sound like a black person's name. You guys are totally racist for thinking it was in the first place. Michael, although it was me who played the TNB clip. Okay, whatever. All right, yeah, Michael Cherubino, 51, told deputies two men attacked him at his home, stabbed him in the stomach, and stole about 4,000... Why couldn't you just stab yourself in the arm or something? Right in the stomach, though? That's hardcore. And stole about $4,000 before fleeing in a beat-up white pickup. Investigators say he later admitted to Hernando County Sheriff deputies that he had lied and cut himself with a piece of glass so he would be hospitalized, miss his court date, and have an excuse not to pay $4,000 he owes in child support. Cherubino was issued a notice to appear on a charge of giving a false report to law enforcement. So there you go. That's the last Florida story today, I promise. Finally today, let's leave the continent for just a moment and head to New Zealand, where a man sliced his girlfriend up with a machete until she fell unconscious, then begged her to cut off his penis when she reawakened. Perfectly normal night. Berendo Mavhunga, 52, flew into a rage when his girlfriend asked him for bus fare to attend a memorial service. Of all things to set you off. On Monday, he pleaded guilty to attempted murder before Magistrate Morgan Niemendyer. He will be sentenced on Tuesday. Mavhura, or whatever, claimed he was possessed by evil spirits when he almost killed his girlfriend on February 23rd of this year. Prosecuting Michael Reza told the court how he blew his top after his girlfriend asked for money to attend a memorial service. After the couple went to bed following a furious fight, the girlfriend woke up just before midnight to find Mavhura standing bedside with a machete in his hands. Dun, dun, dun. Mavhura struck his girlfriend on the head and hands at least 7 times until she passed out. But instead of calling for help, why would you call for help? You know what I mean? You did it to her. Why would you get yourself in trouble? That's stupid. Of course he's not going to call for help. Instead of calling for help, prosecutors say Mavhura began knocking back an illicit cheap brew called Zed until she regained consciousness. Of course. Just drink. He handed over the machete, demanding that she use the weapon to cut off his cock, prosecutor Reza told the court. The girlfriend refused to carry out his request and called for help. She was rushed to Chitungwiza Hospital, where she made a full recovery. So there you go. That's what's happening today, freaks. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
And family, woo!
Oh, there he is.
This is the worst thing of Fatma speaking. I'm calling to tell
you. I love you.
I love you. And you and only you, Timmy Boo, because there's a particular person in your pussy posse that has been talking to Boy Pussy Jones too much. I don't like the lady talking too much to my Pussy Jones. So I'm telling her right now, I'm not going to mention her name, she does not deserve it. You are...
Alright, okay, I don't know what that was. It cut off.
Timmy Boo, this is Negro Corey.
Hi, Negro Corey.
Here from Los Angeles. Shut the fuck up with that nigga shit. Nigga, please.
Alright, thank you very much. Next up.
Hey, Tim, fleshy fucker.
That's a black man telling you to shut up.
Hey, Tim, fleshy fucker, Matt in Kansas. I don't want to take the show down a little bit, but where's CJ? The 32-year-old near-dead?
He's been checking in. I know. When this guy called, I mean, he called a couple weeks ago. I mean, I'm still a couple weeks behind on these voicemails. But CJ has checked in, so he's okay.
Hey, what's up, Jim? It's Eric from Kansas.
Hi, Eric.
I haven't called for a while, but I thought I'd call because it's my 30th birthday today.
Oh!
And I was wondering, how old are you? I think you're just a little bit older than me.
No.
Or maybe,
well, yes,
I don't know,
I am
a little younger or something, I don't know. Anyway, I think you're really great, and
thank you.
I was hoping you might wish me a happy birthday or something. Or
well, happy birthday. If I wasn't doing a song for you at the end of the show, I'd sing you a happy birthday song right now. But if you're wondering, I am 30 years old. I will be 31 on August 1st. So, you know, get me a present.
Hey, Tim, what's happening? I talk all smooth and shit. I want to talk to you about the word nigger for a minute.
Oh, God.
You know, words in and of themselves
words
are harmless.
Hurt.
It's the bigot or the racist you need to worry about, but words are cool.
No, thank you very much for that lesson.
Oh, yeah! Smack into a tree limb!
All right. Randy Savage checking in.
Oh, Tim, I just want to let you know I was target. I got my bathroom towel. And then I got dishes, fork, spoon. Nice.
Wow. Fucking Walmart song. Fucking stupid. People are fucking stupid.
I know.
Especially those.
There's one thing you should take away from this podcast is that people are stupid. Well, the human race is
all
fucked.
Of them, just
awful species.
The ones that think and sing.
Yeah, I get your point. Next up. Thank you. Is that it? That's all you got for me. Thanks.
Hey, what's up, Tim? This is such a member of CJ.
Stellar batch of voicemail calls today.
33-year-old near death.
Hey, there's
Seattle.
CJ.
And I just heard that didgeridoo healing recording.
That's my didgeridoo impression. Pretty good, right?
Yeah, I still have cancer, so thanks anyway.
Well, look, I tried.
Look,
you are healed of cancer.
I sound like a cancer kazoo.
We need to talk. Sit down.
Hey, if you want to speak to me, then you speak up, stupid! You're stupid! You're an idiot! I can't hear you! So what you're saying is not important, and I will move on.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Rat Girl from Texas.
Hi, Rat Girl. Speak up, Rat Girl! Come on. Just some stuff here.
Here in Texas, there's a lot of them, but this one's particularly scary. Talking about how Satan's going to take my soul. And she leaves it on for the dogs, so I think the dog's going to turn into a freak, too. But anyhow, I heard you talking about the T-shirts. I'm still wondering if we're going to get a lifetime numbers. That's loyal, wonderful lifetime numbers. We're going to get our T-shirts anytime.
Yes, that is something I need to finish up, sending out T-shirts to paying members and the last batch of orders and shit like that. So I apologize. It's been so long. You know how I am. Should come as no surprise. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Watch you guys email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, is it no God?
Oh, God, yeah.
Spread the distortion, tell all your friends about the podcast. Sign up for the sideshow right now because tomorrow's program will be exclusive. Otherwise, I'll see you on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. I am what I am. I don't want praise. I don't want pity. I bang my own drum. Some think it's noise. I think it's pretty. And so what if I love each sparkle and each bangle? Why not try to see things from a different angle? Your life is a sham till you can shout out, I am what I am! money. I am what I am, and what I am needs no excuses. That's right, I deal my own dick. Sometimes the deuces. It's one life and there's no return and no deposit. One life, so it's time to open up that closet. Right, step on out, baby. Be free, it gets better, etc., etc. Glitter sparkles. I am what I am. 30-second break. Let's do this. Sashay. Spin, twirl, sparkle, jazz hands. Pony. Sugarfoot. Twirl, backstep, knee tap, touch, twirl, crotch grab, spin, flashy fingers, fruit cup, ride the unicorn, and here we go. I am what I am, and what I am needs no goddamn excuses. I deal my own dick, sometimes the ace, sometimes the deuces. It's one life, and there's no return and no deposit. One life, so it's time to open up that closet, step right out, be yourself. Life's not worth a damn till you can shout out, I am what I am! That's right. Every goddamn word of that comes through the heart.
You are a